This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a special edition on this Friday in honor of our guy, the captain, David Wright. You just heard from David Wright. Of course, he'll have his number retired. By now, you know that. Tomorrow, out at Citi Field. So the most powerful moments for me. Now, remember, these are mine. You may have a different order. BT might have a different order. Hoff might have a different order. This is my order of the most impactful or powerful moments, due to the power-up, from David Wright's career. And I've actually got, you know, Wright is so special, I couldn't narrow it down to just five. But we're going to give you five now, and then we'll take a break and come back with the final one. Number five for me, or I guess number six for me. Number six for me would be his final game. And the reason why I even have this one on the list, obviously there wasn't much to it as far as his impact goes on the Mets or the team winning or really his career, but it was a moment that I will never forget. I remember where I was watching the game, making it a point to sit there and focus and watch it in an otherwise meaningless game for David Wright when he just wanted, not for him, for the Mets. It was a meaningless game for the Mets in 2018. And Wright wanted to come back and go out there. And I remember rooting for him so hard to get a base hit and see him go out there and take the field. I know it meant a lot for him to go out there and play in front of his daughter and all that stuff. But just as a fan, knowing the kind of guy he was, knowing that he gave everything to this franchise, I wanted to watch his final game and get all those sentimental feels. And we got the opportunity to do that. It was annoying that Mickey Callaway took him out of the game after the pop-up. First of all, it was annoying that he popped up in foul territory in his at-bat, his lone at-bat. And then Wright said in the special, The Right Way, last night that premiered on SNY, he talked about how he was hoping that Callaway would leave him in for one more bat, but they had it predetermined that he was going to come out, but maybe Wright would have liked to stay in there for one more bat. He didn't want to go out like that. And my favorite part about the whole thing was when he joined the SNY broadcast booth after, in full uniform, Hernandez was like, yeah, you could have been on the 86 Mets, which is like the greatest compliment that you could pay a player. He's like, you would have hit seventh, but you would have been on the 86 Mets. And it was such a great line. So that was my number six moment with the David Wright power up. And obviously, you know, like we said, usually we do these five. I'm going to have a bonus one here with David Wright. Number five for me, I'm going to combine the two, 2006, 2015, the division clinchers. I was at the one in 2006 against the Marlins. I remember being excited. It was crazy and insane there. Mets ran roughshod over the NL East, like Gary Cohen famously said in that final call, where I believe it was Cliff Floyd in left field caught that final out, or whatever it was, left field. I'm pretty sure it was Cliff against the Marlins. And the images after the fact, while Shea Stadium was going nuts, remember that was when David played at Shea back in 2006, while Shea Stadium was going nuts for a division clincher, you, in my mind, the lasting image of Wright and Reyes with the cigars, the hats and championship shirts on, arms around each other, you know, expecting or anticipating what was to come from that. That was the beginning. That was supposed to be the beginning of what was going to be a sustained run for Wright and Reyes dominating baseball in this city. Obviously, it wasn't the collapse the following year, but that moment, that division was one of the, certainly at that point, that was the first high spot for David Wright. And then again in 2015, and this was kind of getting toward the end of things, Wright comes back, you know, after dealing with all the health issues, he comes back toward the end of that 2015 season, and the Mets beat up the Nationals and then clinch the division in Cincinnati. And I just remember that being a great moment sitting there watching the game. It's very rare as sports fans that we get to go into a game with a celebratory mindset and mode. And that was what I had for that 2015 division clincher in Cincinnati. And it was great to see David, you know, almost 10 years later, celebrating another division title. Okay, number four, the 2013 All-Star Game. And not because David did anything special or anything like that, but because it was at Citi Field, the first one in my life that the Mets hosted. I know they had one, what, in 64, I guess it was at Chase Stadium, the All-Star Game at 64. The year that it was built, the first year the Chase Stadium was built, if memory serves. But this was the first time as a Met fan I got to go to Citi Field, the home of the Mets, and watch an All-Star game. And you had Harvey starting, of course, Wright, the great ambassador and representative all week long. But looking back, in real time too, being there, seeing it, and certainly now looking back years later, of Seaver throwing the first pitch to David Wright, who could not be more, you know, exuberant about receiving that first pitch from the franchise. And I always thought in my mind, Seaver Piazza, and those two were tied together, you know, the final day at Shea and all that stuff. But in reality, the two greatest Mets to ever live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tom Seaver and David Wright. So I look back on that 2013 first pitch of the All-Star game and how symbolic that is of the Mets' entire franchise hosting the All-Star game that year at Citi Field in 2013 and having Tom Seaver throw out the first pitch to David Wright. Those two, going to be hard to surpass either one. Seaver's the franchise, always has been, always will be. David Wright, to me, is the greatest position player Met. Not just the best player for a shortened period, the best position player Met in franchise history. Number three, we have some highlights for you here. My number three moment.
Now the 0-1. Swing and a high fly ball. Well hit to left field. It may go. Gordon back. There it goes. Home run. David Wright has hit his first World Series home run over the Great Wall of Flushing beyond the Party City deck in left center field. And the Mets have taken a 2-1 lead.
It was a bomb. A no doubter. Actually gives me goosebumps listening to Howie's call talking about it right now. I was fortunate enough to be in the building. I was upstairs, but I was in the building and I saw it. And what a freaking moment. I mean, you just knew the captain was going to deliver because generally in the big spot, in a spot like that, his first World Series appearance, which would have been great enough to come back in the first home game of that World Series in Game 3, hitting that home run, setting the tone in the lone game that the Mets would win in that series gives me goosebumps thinking about it. Now, some of you say, well, how could that only be number three, Sal? Well, I'll get to my final two here. But to me, that was a great moment, obviously, for David Wright, and a great moment for Mets fans getting to, not just because it was a home run in the World Series, which should mean more, but because it was him hitting that home run in the World Series. That was number three. Number two, it also took place at Citi Field, and we also have the highlight.
3-2 to David Wright. Into the air, a deep left field. Back goes Headley, looking up, and it's out of here! David Wright ties the game with a three-run homer! New Apple, say hello to Citi Field. The first Met home run of their new home. David Wright with his first of the year, and the Mets have tied the game at 5-5.
Oh, man. Also gives me goosebumps for many reasons. I was there with my family. It was a huge deal to be able to go to the first game ever, the first game that counted. They played some exhibition games against the Red Sox a few days earlier. First game that counted at a brand new ballpark, something fans, Mets fans, have dreamt about forever. I miss Shea, but getting a brand new ballpark, and who better than to hit the first home run as a Met. Obviously, Garrett for the Padres hit the home run. And even more important, that was the year I remember going into in 2009 thinking, this is going to be the year. David Wright's going to win the MVP this year. Obviously, we know the ballpark didn't play to his skill set offensively, so that hurt him. But I wanted those Piazza-like moments. And that was one where they were down in the first night, sellout crowd, everybody going nuts. David Wright hits a game-tying three-run homer, the first Met to homer at Citi Field. There will be other Mets to hit home runs in the World Series in years to come. Maybe this year, who knows? There won't ever be another Met to hit the first ever home run at Citi Field. And I thought that was going to be symbolic of Wright's season. Unfortunately, it wasn't. But it was a great, great moment. First game at Citi Field, big-time home run. He came up in a spot where he needed to hit home run to tie the game, and he did for the first ever home run at Citi Field. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will finish up with our power-up with the number one moment. According to me, it's my power-up. You can send me yours on Twitter or call about it, whatever you want to do. My number one David Wright moment when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
1-1. Fastball hit deep to left field. This one's going a long way. Holy smokes! The captain is back. He hits one into the upper deck in left field. Unbelievable! Phillies 3, Mets 1. Soak it in.
Man, that gives me goosebumps. See, my number one power-up moment with David Wright in his career was that home run where he came back in Philadelphia for many different reasons. Goosebumps just hearing the call and thinking about it. I remember where I was sitting in my apartment, actually getting ready for a fantasy football draft and watching that at bat, feeling great that Wright, after all he'd been through, was able to come back and contribute to the ball club, or at least try to contribute to the ball club. And we had no idea what we were going to get. You certainly weren't thinking you were going to get power. At least I wasn't thinking that at that moment. But I'm thinking, all right, let's see what this guy could do now. Top of the order, coming back, pennant race, all that stuff. And just right out of the gate, hits a no doubt about it freaking bomb. Like, a home run would have been great. A double would have been great. A base hit would have been nice. But a no doubt bomb. Oh, man, I'm still getting the goosebumps. That's my great. It was, as I'm doing this last night, I was trying to think about coming up with this list and organizing them, because there were obviously a lot of great ones, so it's hard to figure out which one would be tops. That moment to me, I know it wasn't the World Series. I know it wasn't the first home run at Citi Field or an All-Star or World Baseball Classic, which may mean more to others. But God, that home run was so symbolic of all the hard work that he put in, fighting to come back and then producing at the level that a great player like David Wright can produce at, hitting that no doubt about it freaking bomb. Let's listen to the TV call as well with Gary Cohen on SNY.
He hits one to deep left field. That is gone. David Wright brings himself back into the lineup with thunder. Into the second deck.
We have seen this act before. David Wright first at bat coming back from injury at Citizens Bank Park, and he clubs one. Unbelievable.
And then maybe even more to me is that I've talked with Terry Collins about this, and we had him on early in the week, and he told this story, was the story that he said many times, like, David, hey, I'm ready to go, but I don't want to mess this thing up. You guys have been playing well, and I just want to help out any which way I can. And David's like, you're hitting third, or whatever it was that he said. And where was he hitting? Third, whatever it was, I think third. You're hitting third, you're my guy, you're the captain, go in there. And, David didn't want to interrupt the team or get the special treatment because he was the captain or the star of the team, the former star of the team. TC said, you're my guy, you're hitting third, and then he goes out there and delivers that. I mean, and then, of course, that led to him participating in the 2015 postseason and having success on the World Series home run and putting a nice bookend on I don't even want to say roller coaster career, but the sadness dealing with the injuries and then the emotions that come along with that, where it could have been more, but still that he had that moment to come back and contribute and get that team to the World Series. For me, that home run, his return in Philadelphia, was number one. All right, that does it for us. Whew, been a great week, special week. All the guests, too many to list, too many to thank, but we thank all of them for taking time out to join us here on The Fan this All-Star week. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff, who did a great job putting everything together. BT will be back with us next week. I'll be on vacation, so I'm going to go enjoy myself for a week. Enjoy BT being back. He'll see you Monday at 10 a.m. See you out there at the Wright ceremonies tomorrow out at Citi Field. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.